Good morning and welcome to another week, Kyle Evans.
Thank you, PT. Good morning.
You going all right, mate?
Yeah, I think I'm going okay. Is the microphone on?
I don't know. Let me see.
There we go. That's better.
Have you got some volume now?
I can hear you now.
Excellent. That's what I like to hear. Mate, what a great night at the basketball. You were there commentating on the live stream.
Yep.
Didn't realise it was live streamed, and I keep getting messages left, right and centre. Oh, we can see you. I was sitting on the baseline with my family, and tell you what, I thought the Melbourne Tigers in both departments, the women's and the men's, were a lot better than what we saw on Saturday night.
But
they probably just had an off night.
Best seat in the house, Peter. Yeah, no, look, they're both actually towards the bottom of the ladder this season in the NBL one, which is a little bit surprising given they are the Melbourne Tigers playing out of MSAC there, one of the most famous clubs in Melbourne. So, yeah.
Anyway, Andrew Gaze wasn't too happy of a chappy, let me tell you.
Well, he's such a legend, Andrew Gaze.
He's just sensational.
I just stared at him. Honest, just seeing him in the flesh, you just stare at him, don't you?
You do. And well done to the ladies and the men's in the Minor Dome. Well, it's not the Minor Dome, it's Selkirk Stadium. Old habits are hard to change sometimes. Hey, look, I promised you something that we didn't do on Friday because I was a bit lazy and forgot about it. So we're doing the claim to fame on our Facebook feature this morning in light of the fact that in the world of fast food, Donald Gorsk is a living legend. He holds the Guinness World Record for most Big Macs eaten. Over a 50-year period, which is quite phenomenal. He only missed, 8 days of the 50 years due to illness where he didn't have a Big Mac. So here we go. What would your claim to fame be if setting a Guinness World Record? Do you have one or are you still thinking about this?
Oh, I think I'm still thinking about it. Although
about
I do
it?
Consume a fair few K-Time bars a week, PT.
Oh, really?
Like maybe about 3 boxes worth, so I reckon that's probably close. What do you reckon?
That could be a claim to fame.
Very obscure.
Worlds. Matthew says I can fold a piece of A4 paper in 3 really well.
Yep.
So don't think that's going to get you a Guinness World Record. Tina's got a few, actually, using the most swear words in a single sentence. I think I'd go up against you, Tina, for that one.
Actually, I do have one.
There you go.
And I don't want to brag about this, but I was a
bartender. Oh, you're about to, though.
I'm going to toot my own horn here. But I was a bartender for a lot of years when I was a younger man, in my sort of late teens and early 20s. I could pour a perfect beer, PT.
Really?
I'm talking perfect. Not one drop down the side, and I could do it about 90. I got to the point where I could do it 99.9% of the time, regardless of how clean the lines were and how the tap was pouring that day.
When it comes to a perfect beer, though, what about the head?
Oh, always sort of 1.5 to 2 centimetres.
Really?
Just every time.
Wow. Yeah. I might take you up on that one day. We might pop over to the Hop Temple with Brian Taylor there and get you behind the bar and pour a perfect beer.
Oh, I'd love it. You don't lose it, PT. You really don't.
Well, we'll see about that. Here's an unusual one for you. I've done some Google searching where Guinness World Records are concerned. Most piercings in a lifetime. Have you got any piercings?
Yeah, I got both. Actually, it's a funny story about that. So I got my ear pierced when I was 9 years old, okay, because I wanted to be like Michael Jordan.
Of course you did.
Anyway, but I grew up in Canberra and I used to be the ball boy for the Canberra Cannons, right?
Yep.
And this is back when the Canberra Cannons existed, and the Sydney Kings came to town one day. And I used to rebound the ball for them and throw it back to them and whatnot. And my hero was in the building this night. His name was Shane Hill. You might remember the hammer.
I do.
Yep, blonde hair, that's right. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so my ear pierce had got infected, so I had this big giant hoop in it, okay, just so it wouldn't close up.
Yep.
And he's spied it out and gone, oh, mate, you got to get your other one done. All the cool players have 2 ear pierce. So I've got this massive infected earring in my left ear, and I'm just looking at him going, yep, you're absolutely right, Mr. Hill. So after the game, I've gone to Mum and said, Mum, we've got to go back to the chemist. And I got my other one done, I think, the following week.
The hammer said, get the other one done. So that's exactly what you did.
I've had both my ears pierced since I was 9.
Right.
Yeah, or 10.
So you've got 2 piercings on your body.
Yep.
I have none anymore. Elaine Davidson has 4,225 piercings. Her first skin piercing came in January 1997. That is a Guinness World Record right there.
Wow.
It's quite phenomenal.
How does that sound possible?
Well, after you've finished, when we turn off the mics, I'll show you a photo of Elaine, and you will believe it once you see her.
Okay.
Her face is just piercing city.
Yep.
Among other parts of her body.